God bless you out there in Radio Land. We thank God for you. Amen. It's a little moist, if you will, a little heavy dew. Amen. But I know you. Amen. Those of you that know anything about farming, you're glad about it. Amen. Thank God you've been praying for rain and it came. Oh, well, I thank God for everything. Amen. For the good times. Amen. And even for the bad times. Amen. Without the Lord on our side, our enemy would have swallowed us up whole. But thanks be to God that God is still on the throne. Amen. He's sitting high but looking low. Doesn't have to bust rocks on the moon. Amen. He made it. He knows what's on the moon. We're looking for moisture. We're looking for other places that we may be able to habitate. And we haven't learned how to live right here on earth. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to live at peace with all men as much as within possible, much as is possible within us, oh God. And oh God, help us to live a holy life, oh God. Oh God, for without faith, it's impossible to please you, oh God. And without holiness, no man can see the Lord. We want to speak with you today, amen, and praise God. We thank God, bring blessings and praises to you from, amen, a church where I'm the angel, amen, none other than Love Sanctuary, Church of God in Christ. Amen. We ask right now that you would just continue to pray, amen, for us. Pray for the health of the saints, amen. There's, amen, an epidemic in terms of sickness and pestilence. That's what it is. You might as well name this thing, amen, and stop playing, because the devil is not. Amen. And so we're on the Lord's side, and we've been fully armored, amen, and girded about with truth. Amen. The helmet of salvation. Amen. Amen. The shield of faith. Amen. Our shoes, amen, shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen. And then we have one weapon that we can fight with. Amen. Amen. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I want to bring to you today something that's very near and dear to my heart. Amen. That Taz are trying to tear up the church. That's right, Taz. Amen. You'll find this reading in the 13th chapter of the gospel according to Levi, which is Matthew, the tax collector. Amen. Praise be to God. And want to read somewhere around about, amen, praise be to God, the 24th verse and on down. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. I want you to know that even though you're doing good for the Lord, even though you're fasting and praying, even though you have an object for your love and affection, that is God and his Son and his Spirit, that there is some fungus among us. There's some that really pray for your hurt. There's some that are just a little bit crazy about seeing you fall. Amen. Just like the people that said, we're not going to eat until we kill Paul. Amen. And they just hurt their bodies and beat their bodies up. Amen. Because they had death and murder on their minds. Amen. Some people do that. They don't want to literally kill you. But in the spirit realm and also with your faith in Christ, they would like to just completely do away with you. Amen. Because they are your enemy. They've been controlled by Satan himself. Amen. Praise be to God. So, amen, even though we know that the seed to be the word of God and the field that they're talking about, amen, is where you live. Amen. You can preach, teach, and try to reach those people in the area and the vicinity where you live. Amen. Or over the airways or over, amen, a television audience. Amen. Praise be to God. But your enemy is out there and he's trying to have his way, amen, with the people that God has brought to you. 26. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And this fruit is significant to the new converts, if you will. Amen. Praise be to God. In the spirit realm, those that have heard the word and those that the word has pricked their hearts and they have said yes to the Lord and no to the devil. Amen. Praise be to God. And so while they're trying to get on their feet and be strong and know that the Lord is all the things that the word of God says that he is. and know him, and not only know him, but be known by him. In other words, it's good to know the Lord, but it's good that the Lord knows you. Amen. Bless God. So while they were doing this, there were some other things going on in the enemy's camp. Amen. That the enemy would bring up tares, are those things that look like sheep, but were really goats and wolves in sheep clothing, if you will. And he would do that so that he could conquer, because the old adage, divide and conquer. Amen. When you're trying to fight in a battle, amen, you need those that will align themselves with you, that will be fighting in the same direction, shooting in the same direction, on your side, and standing shoulder to shoulder. Praise God. Amen. And so the enemy, what he'll do, he'll try to send in deception and intelligence, amen, and espionage and counter-espionage, and do all of these things so that he can tear up your camp and destroy your mission and your goal. But don't you know that God is on your side? And if God is on your side, amen, nobody, I'm going to say it again, nobody, amen, I would rather be on the Lord's side and have the whole world against me. Amen. Praise be to God, because God by himself is a majority. 27th verse. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in the field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them also, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we should go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Know this, amen, praise be to God, that there's some that come, amen, looking very beautiful. Amen, praise be to God. But I want you to know that beauty is only skin deep. Amen, praise be to God. The Bible says, this is the Bible here, that holiness beautifies. Amen, praise be to God. So you don't need to be wrapped up with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, because that's not what it's all about. I want you to know, amen, praise be to God, that there is, amen, a spirit of control that comes in to divide and conquer and to get your mind off of the Lord. It wasn't a lot of sin. It wasn't idolatry or fornication or whatever, you know, that caused Peter to sink as he was walking on the water to Jesus. It was just something to get his mind off of Jesus that caused him to lose faith in the one that authorized him to walk on the water and gave him something to stand on. And it wasn't that the water got hard. It didn't turn to ice. It was he was walking not just on the water, but he was walking on faith in Jesus. Praise God. But we look back several generations from that and back to a king named Ahab, who was wickeder than his daddy. And his daddy had the renown. His daddy had the reputation that he was the wickedest king that had ever been. Amen. The king of the Lord's people. Praise God. But his son came, Ahab, and his son was wickeder than he was. And to add bad matters to worse, his son married a woman from Tyre. And this woman was a princess. She was a princess of the Zidonians from Sidon, from Zidon. And your Z and your S kind of mix up a little bit as history, amen, takes things from one age to another. But still, the people are the same. And what happened with her is that she has gotten a rap around the world and down through the annals of time that she was a whore. That she was someone that absolutely was not a very nice lady. But when you look at the account and you see who wrote Kings, amen, the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah wrote the book of Kings. And so then when you begin to study even further into it, then she was not one of the daughters of Zion. She was the daughter of Sidon. And if you're from Virginia, such as where I am from, you get to kind of slur your words sometimes, and Zion sounds like Sidon. Amen. But it's different, and it's altogether different, because Zion is in the hood. Zion is in the land of Israel. But Sidon is north of the kingdom. It's up in the land of Tyre.
Tyre, up where the Phoenicians are, where the people begin to corn and to begin the worship of Baal. And Baal is the one God that believes that he is the God of fertility, the God that will bring about some type of fruit from the wombs of women by being the God of fertility. Not only that, but the God of fertility as far as crops are concerned. And so this God that's a dead God that has to be formed by the hands of man had the claim and the recognition to be able to make things, but yet and still, he's a dead God. And so she was the overseer, if you will. She was the superintendent, if you will, over all of the false priests, the false prophets of Baal. She was over the false prophets of the groves, which would cause them to go into worshiping Baal, even in the daytime, because they had evergreen trees surrounding them to cause them to almost feel like they were in the darkness, because nobody could see them doing what they were doing, even in the broad of daylight. But I want you to know something. When you look and inspect this woman, Jezebel, you can't find who she was whoring around with. You cannot find who she was actually doing abominable things such as idolatry and fornication. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So she might have got somewhat, if you will, a bum rap from the kings of Judah and the kings of Israel. But God said, no, look a little bit further. And when you look a little bit further, you find out that she was a whore, because she was married to a king of God's people. And her mind was just like the mind of a former king whose name was Solomon. Solomon also married the daughters of the kings of the Moabs and the kings of those from Seir, from Mount Seir, and from the Ammonites, and also from Zidon. And I want you to know something here, that you have to be careful. Hallelujah, glory to God, that when you start something, it not only affects you, but it affects your offsprings. I've got to come to a close now. My time's out. But I want you to know something today. Hallelujah, glory to God, that the tares are trying to tear us up. And we got to go back to God. We got to go back to what brought us out of the mess that we were in, because we're going into another mess. Oh, God bless us today. Somebody out there needs to get saved today. Lord, save them right now. Lord, say with me, Lord, have mercy on my soul. And if you heard this prayer and you believe the prayer that you just prayed and you got saved, call us and let us know that you got saved today. God bless you and goodbye.